All right, real quick, guys, before we start today's show, I got to let you know we are doing a brand new limited edition release of Real Ass Podcast t-shirts and hoodies. Our official Real Ass Podcast cartoon parody t-shirts and hoodies are up at podcastmerch.com. We have the Tom and Jerry parody, the Ninja Turtles, the Beavis and Butthead parody. Go grab one or grab all of them, both in t-shirt and hoodie form, and they're only going to be available for the month of April. You got to get them before the month is over. They ship out on May 1st. Grab them now. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, Louis J. Gomez. Happy birthday, it's my fucking birthday, my fucking birthday, it's my fucking birthday.
Am I allowed to join in on this?
Let's jump in.
It's your birthday, yeah.
Everyone.
April Fool's birthday. Puerto Rican rattlesnake birthday, boy. Don't get stabbed.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I personalized it.
Jesus Christ.
Like your dad.
Yeah, I didn't want to add that. I don't know if it was dad or his mom that got stabbed.
Well, my mom technically stabbed herself with a needle. So.
Don't do heroin.
Shannon, these glasses suck cock. I can't even explain to you how much I hate them. It makes me look like I'm cross-eyed. One eye is higher than the other.
It's fucking a novelty
terrible.
Thing.
It's weird.
That's so funny.
I look like the saddest superhero ever.
Shannon has those left over from New Year's Eve 1940.
Are you in a Devo cover band? Like, what is that?
I'm fucking middle-aged man. And
40's good, dude. 40's a good year.
It is. How old are you now, Josh? You're old as fuck, dude.
42, dude.
You're not 42, you liar.
What are you fucking talking about?
Are you only 42?
I'm 42.
Why did I think you were like Justin Silver, like you're a fucking hot 50-year-old? No, you're not. Wow. You know what? We're not going to put Doug's mic on.
Yeah, why can we not? Like, I just heard it in the background. You said Doug. Is he in the fire?
Oh, he's in the wrong mic. Mic. Dude, Doug, you pulled...
Mike,
you pulled the Doug, wrong mic, Doug.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Doug did have two microphones like he was at a press conference.
Ah, can you hear me now? No, it's still fucking...
No, we hear you, buddy.
You can? Oh, yeah. I can't hear nothing in the fucking headphones.
You should raise the volume.
See that right there, dude?
Oh, look at that.
Jesus.
Doug is
new.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
Yeah. New to the podcast.
This fancy.
This is fancy. This is a fancier studio than most other...
There's a fucking cough button and everything. I've never had that in another podcast.
Does it work?
Hello.
Yeah, it does. Same.
Look at that.
Still works. We're good. Isn't there another table being delivered like today or tomorrow, Shannon?
Yeah, I think it's being installed on Saturday.
It's making me furious the amount of money that Ralph spends on tables. We would have a better website. Tweet it, Ralph. We would have a better website and an app if Ralph didn't regularly purchase new podcast tables. It's crazy.
How much is this one?
It's like a $2,000 table, $3,000 table, something like that. Every time we get a new one,
dude, what the fuck? You don't need a fucking $3,000 table.
Well, yeah, more you than, do. If you consider all of the, and that's just the actual fucking carved wood. Then all of the fucking hardware and all the software, all that other shit that we have to install on it. This is a fucking
expensive-ass
table.
Shout out to the movers. I saw people moving a couch earlier, and I was like, that's a shit job. So big ups to them.
We have a lot going on around here. Shout out to everyone that's watching the Real Ass Podcast. It is the Friday show. It is my birthday. It's my 40th birthday today. It's April Fool's Day as well. I've been playing fun pranks all day, telling people that Skankfest has been canceled.
You got me.
I did get you a lot of
people. That was some great acting.
I know.
Son of a bitch. It looked like you had tears in your eyes. I was looking. I'm like, was he fucking crying?
I purposely got myself in a place of how would I thought, what would be my motivation? If Skankfest actually got canceled, how would I feel? Then I started thinking of if my son died, and then I started getting really sad.
Yeah,
and that's the method. Energy that I got. Yeah, dude.
I might have to miss Skankfest if the funeral overlaps.
You can't die.
You'd have the funeral at Skankfest to make it a fucking fun boy.
That's actually a brilliant idea. My son's in two plays now. Shannon, huh? Shannon, are you gonna come see his plays?
I would love to.
He's in Seussical the Musical, and he must have bombed the audition. And I didn't tell him this because he comes back, and I'm like, oh, what part did you get, Bubba? Because he wanted to get, like, the Cat in the Hat or, like, fucking the Green Eggs and Ham Guy or some shit like that, right?
What'd he get?
like townsperson number three.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, I'm a townsperson number three. And I'm like, oh, that's a fucking great role. You know, he had no idea that it was a loser role. He had no idea that he was fucking just a fucking nobody in this goddamn play. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I was not happy. I was like, what's good? This is a racist fucking school. Like, what is going on? My son is fucking talented. He can sing, he can dance, he can act, he plays drums, he does jujitsu. He's a goddamn fucking everyman, okay?
Not according to the East New Brunswick acting teacher. No,
this is this fucking
school.
This is this Upper West Side fucking school that he goes to. This fucking these scumbags.
Oh, that's
he's
why.
Fucking because he's a non-Jew. I bet you it's because he's not a chosen person that he was townsperson number three. Right. But
Jews aren't good actors anyway.
They control Hollywood.
Not really.
We can. What are you talking? We not only do we control
the good
it,
ones
but
you watch.
We create
yeah,
it.
You watch, but you know, don't really look at Seinfeld. Not that good of an actor. Get me wrong. There is a lot of good Jew actors, but not.
Cue that, many. Shannon. 2 minutes into the podcast, first dose of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, there you Jews go. Aren't good
Streisand.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like I said, there's some. There's some.
So
if Jews were better actors, so many of them wouldn't gotten caught.
So
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Talk their way out.
All they had to do was lie. Honestly, Hitler was like, "Oh, are you Jewish?
No,
no.
You
make them pull down their pants.
Let me see
your
dick. Let me see
your
dick. Right there was an accident.
But
when
were the Nazis not circumcised?
No, that's
they
a
weren't.
Big thing in Europe. They don't cut their dicks.
They don't. You're right about that.
Back then, it was just very Jews easy. Cutting their fucking foreskin off.
Oh my God, is that what they did? Did
Why
they
are you
make
looking
them,
at me like yeah. I like I?
Did
I
they make
there?
Them pull out
they
their dicks?
Them to drop their fucking pants.
Drop your trousers.
That's not.
Theater. I swear to God, it's fucking real.
Or if they had a bunch
we got shit.
Or if they had giant Jufro bushes, the women.
That too, yeah.
Because that's what I imagine.
I would say curls on either side.
Yeah, yeah. Pay his dick
with a hat. Just a big hat.
Hold on. Tommy, I'm on air. I'm going to be off in an hour. I'm going to call you. Okay. Gotcha. My agent that I've been trying to get in touch with for a fucking week that I keep on missing him all of a sudden. An hour. You guys heard that? A fucking hour.
You're going to complain about townsperson number three to him? Like, we got to do something.
Yeah, we got to get this kid up to townsperson number one.
Come on, man.
So here's what happened, though. So then he had a local town production in Jersey, and they're like fucking, they were doing auditions, and he was like, yeah, I want to go audition for The Little Mermaid.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, very, very cute, right? And he fucking, you know, he comes in, and I practice with him. I was like, we're going to sing. I was like, come on. Look at ya, isn't it sweet?
I don't know, but
the
I'm with you.
The girl who has everything. You don't know that song?
I've never seen The
Look
Little Mermaid.
Look at these shows, treasures untold.
But what I love is watching you switch from real-ass dude.
I'm a real-ass dude.
Straight homosexual. It's so quick, dude.
James, smile.
Is he going?
You're townsperson. You want to be townsperson number three? You want to be sea creature number four, motherfucker? Smile.
It's a step up a tree. Come on, man.
Fucking smile. Okay.
His job is to bring the tree out. By the way, he walked the tree back and forth.
Where the rollers,
doggy. He auditioned, and he got the role of Sebastian.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's Sebastian.
He's on fire!
By the way, only three people showed up for the audition. Two of them did not speak English.
Well, none of them... Well,
Sebastian, really. Yeah.
None of them appropriated a Jamaican accent the way that he did. He really did, by
Do they
the
make
way.
Him do the accent?
He sang the song with an accent.
That is fucking great.
So he auditioned because he sings... He has a very pretty voice, so he sang with the chick song. He, you know, the fucking... you know, the one I was just singing. That's when he auditioned.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
No, you know, the fucking...
Part of your world.
Part of your
that's
world.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
Does he do Under the Sea?
Part of your world.
Is that from that?
That's
yeah,
him.
And that's his
right?
big song, right? Under the sea, under the sea.
So he's sure, but he's been to Jamaica twice, so he knows the culture.
Oh, dude.
I asked him, I was like, did you do the Jamaican accent? He was like, yeah, I did the Jamaican accent. So it's going to be, I hope they put him in blackface. I hope they put him in blackface and he fucking comes out and just nails it. Or I guess redface. He'd probably be in redface.
I would say so.
I'm going to make him use black paint.
On the whole drive to the audition, you had him listening to Sean Paul.
Is there a black crab? I bet you there's a black crab
in the
world.
Yeah, there's a stone crab.
Are they black?
They're black, yeah.
Can we see a stone crab? We're painting my son as a stone crab for this play, unquestionably.
You'll see.
Everything out of your mouth sounds like the 1950s, like Flatbush and Brooklyn. Yeah, they're black. Yeah, it's fucking black.
Yeah, those are the crabs that steal everything.
Yeah, watch that crab.
Yeah, see?
There he is.
Look at that black-ass crab.
If you look at, remember, there was a problem. It was before the whole woke thing happened. This was one of the first things that I remember them calling Disney on. Was saying that Sebastian's big old lips were racist. His crabs don't have lips, and he had big black guy lips. He's like, I'm dusty. Pull up Sebastian's big black lips.
He also had big fucking lips.
He had big fucking lips.
They were fucking giant.
Do you guys also remember there was like a whole thing that the air?
Look at him, dude. I always thought that was his chin, but I guess that is a lip.
You shouldn't be red.
That's a fucking Bubba Gump bottom lip.
And do you think Sebastian's the reason black people love Red Lobster so much?
Maybe.
Do you guys also remember that the Little Mermaid animators got like in trouble for drawing dicks in the castles on the background? Like, if you pull up the
did that in the clouds once too. Wasn't there like a pussy or something in the clouds?
It was
or
on
in the
Lion
water?
King. I think it was like another cock or it said sex across the fucking.
It spells out SFX, which was the name of the company that did the special effects.
Oh.
But people thought it said sex.
But the actual
so the castle has a dick in it, and then some people think that the priest gets a boner when he's marrying them.
Really?
And Disney claims it was his knee. Like his knee raising, but he very obviously has like a tent.
Nice.
Nobody
dude.
Else had a knee in that fucking, and then he's got a knee under his fucking priest suit.
Yeah.
That was a cock.
Yeah.
Those are cocks.
Yeah, see, there's a cock right there.
Yeah, look at that. Like a, that's a dick, like a dude. Big dick. It's my dick.
That, yeah, you're right. That was on the VHS.
I mean, I would do that. Like, if I was an animator in the 80s or 90s, like, it would be hilarious.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I'm sure that exists everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's out there.
All those kid movies had, like, inside jokes with, like, sex and shit to keep the parents interested.
I'm watching, what's it called with my son? Modern Family, and it's all sex jokes. I didn't realize, like, how much sex jokes. It's rated PG.
Yeah. What the hell is that again?
Pretty gay.
Modern Family with Sofia Vergara. And
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's rated pretty. That's the stupidest joke, and that made me fucking laugh, dude.
Yeah, fuck it. Zaggle snake. Zaggle snake. Zaggle snake. Zaggle snake. Yeah. So, look, let's do our plugs. Let's fucking give away some shit today. We got a t-shirt giveaway. We got some fucking... Yeah, we have some fun stuff happening here. So a lot of fun. Ooh, Jim Carrey's in trouble.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that.
Love it. Oh, yeah, yes.
Have you already addressed the whole? You must have already addressed the slap and all that shit.
Oh yeah,
I saw it on Skanks
20 times over. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wanted to be here with that.
I know. I know. We could fuck it. Yeah, well, ooh, let's fuck it. Is one of Will Smith's albums in the top 500?
Damn it,
that would be great. He has to be on a song on an album in the top 500. It's impossible.
No, I don't think
Damn it, Will Smith.
Nah, man. Well, you don't think he did? The only thing, maybe the first Fresh Prince and whatever that, you
DJ
know.
DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah. Maybe the first, but I like,
probably
in
not.
A compilation.
Probably not.
Probably not.
All right, Josh Adam Myers, what do you got to plug?
At Josh Adam Myers on all social media, joshadammyers.com. I'm going to be in D.C. headlining the D.C. Improv the last weekend of June. I'm also doing a huge goddamn comedy jam at the 930 Club, which is one of the best rock clubs in the country for the D.C. Improv 40th anniversary. It's a dream of mine to do both of those. Go to my website, the 500 Podcast. Whatever, just follow me. Whatever, you'll see it.
Doug Yurum,
follow me at Instagram at the Doug Yurum. Listen to my podcast, the No Offense Podcast with Doug Yurum, and just fucking I don't know, follow me. I post the shit all the time. I can't fucking remember. I had fucking food poisoning last night. I don't fucking remember.
Last night. Oh geez, so you should have called out. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Not on my birthday.
Real New York.
No, I couldn't.
Zach Amico,
if you're listening live. I'm going to Dallas doing a roast at Busted Open Radio for SiriusXM tomorrow at 2 p.m. right outside of where they're doing WrestleMania. I'm going to be roasting Bubba Ray Dudley, Tommy Dreamer, and Mark Henry and a bunch of other wrestlers. If you're there, it's a free event. Come out.
Zach's going to get beat up by a bunch of wrestlers that
Zach
have no senses of humor.
I feel like your pain threshold is so high, though. You'll be fine.
One of them is literally considered one of the strongest men in the world.
Really?
And he won the Arnold Classic.
He does not take kindly to racist jokes, which Zach is an expert at.
As he politely told me over Zoom, I don't like the race stuff. You should stick with the plays on words. I said, yes, sir.
Exactly. If you don't get attacked by a wrestler, you're a faggot. You make me sick, dude. If you don't get attacked by one of these wrestlers, if it's not a problem where the security has to hold them back, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. So please go.
Talk to you on Monday.
Hopefully. We got a lot of stuff coming up, guys, this month, all over the place. With Big J Okerson at the DC Improv, the 7th through the 9th. Nice. And then me, Bobby Kelly, and Rich Voss are doing a triple headliner showcase up at the Seneca Falls Casino in Niagara Falls, New York. Then I'll be at Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago on April 28th. I think I'm trying to do something in Detroit on the Saturday after that, the 30th of April. So if you're in Detroit, let me know. I'm trying to find a venue. You think my agent will be doing this, right? That's why I'm getting on the phone. But I shouldn't be going to Chicago for a one-nighter. So I will be doing something in Detroit. Zach, you coming on these gigs?
Yeah, sure.
Me and Zach, Chicago and Detroit. Nice. Detroit's happening. It's Saturday, April 30th. We don't have a venue yet. If I have to do it at somebody's fucking house, we'll do a house party show. You know what? Fuck it.
Detroit?
Detroit house party show, dude.
Juggalos.
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 Let's fucking go. If you have a house, that's what. You know, Zach?
Yeah, hold on. This is the greatest. That's a Venn diagram that doesn't meet.
This is the greatest.
Juggalos and people who have a house.
This is a great idea. If you have a home and like 150 chairs, I got this.
Okay.
I need a PA system, a backyard.
We'll 8 Mile. You should go straight Eminem and do one in 8 Mile.
I feel
trailer
like
park.
Too many black people on 8 Mile. Our audience is 99% white.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I don't want to cause any problems for them.
Okay, well, that was my idea.
No, fuck it. We should do a club.
Yeah, let's do a comedy club.
I say these things sometimes, and then in the middle, I'm like, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
This is not going to end well. We did do a house party show a long time ago, me and Dave Smith, I think in D.C. or Boston, and it was awesome. It was sick. We just like, some dude was like, dude, do a live podcast at our house. And we're like, sweet, let's go. It was like a shithole.
Yeah.
I fucked some chick.
Nice.
Great. Oh, beautiful. Nice.
It was awesome.
Can all happen again.
So anyway, probably Detroit on the 30th. Then other stuff coming to Providence, Rhode Island. I'm going out to California. I'll be in Ontario, California. Mm. I'll be in San Diego. I'll be in Texas and Dallas and somewhere else. All those shows and more coming up. LewisofSkanks.com. Grab tickets there. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review, or a negative review. It doesn't matter. Because guess what? Once a month, if you just leave a review, once a month, we're giving away a free piece of merch. Free piece of merch to one reviewer, good or bad. Here it is, this week's winner. TFATK1208. That's the winner. Free piece of merch. A mug or a t-shirt.
Is that the George Lucas movie?
THX. I think it stands for the fighter
THX
and the kid.
The fighter and the kid.
The fighter and the kid.
Their review was, the title is Funniest Podcast.
It is.
5 stars.
It is.
And their comment is, I listen to a lot of podcasts and this is hands down the funniest one I ever listened to.
We don't fuck around. It is consistently the funniest podcast in the world. You guys do other people's podcasts. You see how much they stink.
This
you
is know? The funniest.
Yeah. There's Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, you know.
Say whatever we want.
It's really true.
Beautiful.
It really is nice. Not on YouTube, though.
No, YouTube, you get taken down.
Yeah, people are very upset, Shannon, about the amount of editing that we've been putting on to the YouTube
shows.
That's
why they should subscribe.
They should stop being cheap fucking bastards.
Spend the money.
How about you spend a little bit of money? Your YouTube fucking Prime subscription or whatever it's called is probably more than a Gas Digital subscription, and you're just watching all the Gas Digital shows on YouTube censored like an idiot.
Well, it's always the people that don't pay are the ones that complain the most.
I know.
It's like, pay for it. Yep. Pay for the content we're giving you.
I'm not being a dick. It's like, you don't have to. You could watch it for free. But at the same time, when we were leaving all the curse words in at the beginning of the show of YouTube, I don't want to say shadow banned, because it's making you sound too cool when people are like, dude, I'm shadow banned.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not Batman. We're just the guys that say faggot.
Yeah, we say these words, and what they do
not
is.
Not that Batman says faggot.
For sure, dude.
For sure it looks like
Riddler's a faggot.
Once you once you get flagged so many times, they stop showing your shit. Like, I'm not being suggested. Realize Podcast isn't being suggested in your suggestions. People couldn't even search the podcast for a while. And over time, we've been doing different things and playing within the rules in order to make sure that you guys can find the show on YouTube and that as many people as possible could maybe find the show, fall in love with it, and hopefully subscribe to Gas Digital for the uncensored stuff. So if it does annoy you, I'm very sorry. We do, especially the first 10 or 20 minutes of the show, I think they edit out the curse words. And then any of the big N-bombs or F-bombs or any of those things, those can't go on YouTube. I've had 3 channels completely nuked on YouTube. I know you guys are like, dude, what if a real ass dude would just keep on having to rebuild a YouTube channel? What do you want me to say? It's a goddamn nightmare.
Every fucking time you get a chance.
But I've also had some of your clips for rap actually suggested to me. So it's not totally bad.
Because we have to change things. We can't age restrict it. We can't curse a whole bunch. And they check it and we keep on getting flagged. So that's why we started editing the show for YouTube. But if you guys want to just listen to it on iTunes, you could do that. You could sync up the audio from the iTunes and watch it on YouTube if you guys really are fucking...
Nobody's doing
that. They might.
We can't curse. Do we have a quota of curse words that
no,
YouTube
you can curse.
Out?
Well, no. Tanner told me at first because Tanner, my boss, he's like, dude, don't curse in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Ah, Jesus,
fuck it. It's impossible. You're I can't not curse.
You open up to them and be like, it's my fucking birthday.
I made a black stone crab joke. What the fuck?
Just pay for it, everybody. Just pay for Gas Digital.
I agree.
Pay.
And you can
us
complain.
Money.
People in the Racist Live Chat, they do nothing but complain, but it is the freedom to complain. You have that freedom, you know? So, all right, really quickly, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom, by the way, officially the marquee sponsor for Skankfest Vegas. They were Skankfest Houston. Now they're coming to Vegas with us. We love Yo Kratom. They literally support everything we do in such a massive way. I shit you not, without Yo Kratom, we wouldn't be able to put on Skankfest the way that we put on Skankfest. They genuinely support us in such a fucking massive way. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you guys are over the age of 21 years old, guess what? Get it directly from YoKratom.com. They're wholesalers of Kratom, so you get it at the absolute best prices possible. $60 for a kilo of Kratom, Zach. How amazing is that?
It's incredible. So there's no reason for you to go to smoke shops, bodegas, gas stations. Get it delivered to your house like a goddamn gentleman. $60 a kilo. You're not going to beat that.
YoKratom.com is the website. Go there and enjoy your day. Where were we? All right. Let's talk about some things here. What happened with Jim Carrey, Shannon? Please tell me. I had no idea this was even happening.
Okay, so the reason why he put himself out there because he was talking about how what Will
Smith... Hold on, Shannon. Yep. Fuzzy in the Racist Live Chat said he hasn't paid in 4 years. I need you to flag his name right now, and I need Bobby and Ralph to look into his account and see why he specifically hasn't paid and is bragging about it for 4 years. So if he's circumventing the free trial system, let's just nuke his account altogether.
Got it.
Fuzzy, you fucking idiot.
You fucked up, Fuzz.
Just sit there and not brag.
What an idiot.
He says his card expired in 2018 and he's never lost access. That's great to know, Fuzzy. Click on his name and flag him right now, Shannon.
How many more people
fucking
are doing
dickhead?
That and they don't say shit? This guy's
smart
like
people.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. Smart
There's
people.
There's Wuzzy. Cuzzy.
Doggy. What a fucking...
What a douche.
Wheeler also says he hasn't been billed in a year. Shannon, anybody... that is saying that right now, flag them specifically and go. No, please, I want you to, for the love of
Nobody's
God.
Paid. Your fucking credit card system is bunk.
Think about how much more money you could be making if these deadbeat cocksuckers paid.
I know. Fuzzy, you're shit. A fucking moron. And Shannon, I swear on my son's life, I want you to fucking flag him and I want you to figure it out. What a moron.
Okay.
Well, I don't even care. It means that he's an idiot and he should be punished for it.
There's 100 people that are like, right now, what the fuck, Fuzzy? What the fuck?
He fucked it for everybody who's gotten away
for
not paying for 5 years.
Yes, then fucking do it. Get away without paying. Scam us all you want, you moron. Don't brag about it to me, you dumbass.
Boy.
I feel bad because Fuzzy walks around being that stupid, and now he doesn't have a free Gas Digital membership.
Well, his name's Fuzzy.
I also 50-50 shot that we're going to be able to cancel his membership.
Yeah. You don't even know how to do that.
I can't promise you that we have even the ability to do that. I have no idea why.
Fuzzy's just throwing it in your face. Fucking Fuzz.
Oh, fuck. All right, so what happened with Jim Carrey, Shannon?
Okay, so he brought attention to himself because he was tweeting a lot about how people should be ashamed of themselves for giving Will Smith a standing ovation after what he did. And then people came after him saying in the 1997 MTV Movie Awards that he sexually assaulted Alicia Silverstone. And I'll show you that.
And by the way, that's when Alicia Silverstone was at her tweetest.
Yes. Yeah. She was about 19, 20 years
fucking
old.
Toy, dude. When she popped, when she came out in that Aerosmith video, was she an adult?
I think so. Yeah, because that's like Clueless time, yeah.
She, if anything, she was about 18. Yeah. It was her and Steven Tyler's daughter.
Which was crazy.
I used to jerk
like,
off to that.
That was the hottest video ever. Because I was like, what year was that video?
Hold on.
Like 99, right? 98?
I was like 15, 16, I'd say.
Yeah, I must have been like 13, 14.
14, yeah.
And that was like right before the internet popped, right before you could just jerk off on the internet freely. It was right around that time the internet was coming out, but it was like... That was, they were so hot.
Porn hadn't.
93.
Yeah.
93. Oh, yeah, dude. I was 11. I was a little perv.
Holy shit.
I was just fucking. Yeah, but you were at prime jerking age. You're 13 years old.
I was doing my thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But 93, that's way before. That's way pre-internet.
I don't even know if I was still doing hand yet. I think at that time I was still scrooching, where I just like laid on my stomach and put. I used to dry hump your hand. You didn't
when you were 13. You were doing
like
that?
12, 13. I don't think I started. I started doing like hand jerking off until about 14, 15.
Wait, what the fuck that's is funny. Scrooching?
That's
what
my. That's the name my mom gave it because I did it everywhere.
My son's a scroocher.
Yeah.
My
son's out there scrooching.
Fuck you.
I'm judging
how I found out about my dick.
I got to tell my son to stop scrooching once in a while. I'm like,
dude, what the fuck is scrooching?
Sebastian, knock off.
You're not supposed to scrooch here. Stop.
He's like, what? I got to pee.
he's got like the fucking crab claws and he's just putting pressure on it.
That's all it is. You put pressure on your cock.
I would hump my teddy bears up until I was like 10, maybe. That's when I started jerking.
Yeah.
Give him a jerk.
How'd you find out about your dick and the good feelings that came along with it?
I watched porn too soon. I got into my fucking dad's VHS stash and I fucking popped in. And I watched this girl blowing this dude and she was using her hand. So I was like, I should probably do the same thing.
Use my hand. That feels good. Wow, yeah.
He's 8 years old and he's like, Pop, let me borrow Debbie Does Dallas.
It was called
real quick.
Hardcore Spectrum number 29.
My friend John Hickey.
It was all autistic women.
my friend John Hickey.
All cum shots, no eye contact.
His dad had like a cabinet full of like, you know, porn and sex toys, and like he was the oldest, and then he had two younger brothers, and we would go there and there would just be porn viewing parties for like the neighborhood kids.
You would always
like seven or eight kids, and then we'd have little jerk sessions, right? Not during
together,
those parties,
yeah, but
not specifically during the porn viewing parties, but that was like my crew that we would jerk with. We had little fucking jerk parties, and but I remember his dad had a massive collection. And as a father now, I'm so conscious. Like, it's the internet, right? Mm. But I'm so conscious now of not giving my kid the freedom to just search and let the evil sort of pull him in that direction. Mm. He never has an iPad or a phone. He literally, the only freedom he has on the internet at all is YouTube on my television. So he could like go on, like it's my YouTube account on my television.
So you can see it still.
So if I'm in the other room, technically he could end up on some shit that's like, you know, for adults, but he's like very like, he's such a good kid. I don't ever have to worry about it, you know, but I'm really just, I don't want him to be fucking over-sexualized. I was just so like.
It's fucking hard, man. It's everywhere. How the fuck?
Well, that's the other thing is that I don't want him to have friends because I was like, well, I'm doing a great job with my kid, but Bobby Kelly's not doing a great job with his fucking kid. There's no way. Max has got a fucking, he's got an Apple Watch and an iPad. He walks around like he's from the future, like this. And I'm like, well, they're now three clicks away from watching gay anal sex.
That's the tamed part. They can watch anything. It's fucking animals fucking.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking, it's crazy, dude. The amount of freedom that parents give their kids with the internet.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
I do not want kids anymore. After seeing I wanted kids.
After seeing Big J with a dog, you're like, you know what? I've decided that love doesn't exist.
It's just not real. it's just so much responsibility. And you do a fucking bang up job, dude. Like, I wish everybody knew how great of a father that you were.
I talk about it ad nauseum. They know. Oh, they know it.
We hear it.
Oh, they know
it. And sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him!
I'm a great father. I'm a great father. It's one of the only things that I try to do really, really well. You know, I like I try to do comedy and podcasting really well, but I don't care about the mistakes as much. Yeah. I feel like the mistakes are a part of the process with a lot of other things in life, and it's kind of fun, right? So you know, whatever you're trying to do, you're like, oh, if I fuck up, like, let's see where it lands. That's the freedom of being a comedian and being your own boss is like, you know, those accidents and those mistakes that happen, you go like, well, that just... I ended up being somewhere where I maybe would have never ended up before, and you can look for the positive in that.
Yeah.
With your kid, they
none
fucking...
of your jokes are going to grow up to do gay porn.
Yeah, dude. The kid's chopping his dick off, calling himself a she or whatever the fuck else is going to happen. I can't fuck up with this kid. I got to make it perfect. But I can't wait to go watch him play Sebastian. I might skip him playing
Councilperson
number three.
Did it make you nervous when he first said like he wanted to do plays? Did it make you nervous?
No, I was in plays in high school.
Really?
Man. What,
I can't see you.
So though
plays.
I'm not a great romancer, I know that is bound to answer when you propose.
Get the fuck out of here.
Anything goes.
I do plays, chorus, shit like that. That's how you are in a room that's 70% women.
Yep.
He's trying to get some puss, bro.
I wasn't trying to get some puss. I was trying to be different. I've always, my entire life, tried to be different. Whatever it was. Like, I got second place, most individualistic in high school. John Hickey, jerk party, first place. Most individual. We're the only two fags that are willing to jerk off on each other's chests. Like, okay, those guys are in a category of one. But, no, I was...
Crunchiest T-shirt.
No, but I always thought being unique was something that was admirable. Ever since I was a very young kid, just sort of like being an individual or just sort of like doing my own thing. So even though I was like, quote unquote, dumb and not a good student, like and that's not who joined Drama Society.
Some would say retarded. Unsociable.
A danger to society.
Asperger's.
But I
depressingly poor.
But no, those weren't the kids who were joining Drama Society. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to join Drama Society. I'm going to join a play. I'm going to audition for a play. Like on a whim, just almost like be funny. And then I kind of liked it. And then I was in Drama Society all throughout high school. And but same thing with like chess club. Same thing with, I did like, I was in ROTC. I was like,
what?
I was in ROTC, dude. I was going like orienteering trips and fucking, you
were
know.
You Boy Scout?
Yeah, I was a Boy Scout.
What is it?
I was all this shit.
Dude, you're undercover gay,
but
dude.
It's all gay ass shit,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. You gotta bury
I read the entire Harry Potter series as an adult.
Look at that. He's in a white suit, too. Oh, that's so gay.
But I was always a rapist.
The man of La
Look how you have your hair now that that girl's like, shut
wherever
the fuck
you
up.
Go, there you
Go
are.
Up.
Wherever if anybody ever says you're racist, just show them this. Or a misogynist, you got a black chick. Yeah. I think that girl's part Asian.
I think she was a certain
Jew, Italian.
That's how it looks.
Ginger.
No, you look like
Italian.
You're telling...
No, it's Italian, Greek. Yeah. Remember, Shane, I always blow these girls' faces. I feel bad every time I show these hot children.
Black chick's hot, the fuck.
Yeah.
You're telling that girl if she puts her ear to your dick, she can hear the ocean.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I always, whatever it was, I liked walking to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
And it was just like, and it wasn't like just nerdy shit. I was also like in a band and I would get into fist fights and I would, you know, I was just like, it was a weird.
What a fucking anomaly.
It was I was a weird kid. Yeah. I was
fucking
a weird kid.
Plays and just fought people and didn't fucking
care. I was like the only, also like we're in the suburbs where I grew up, like Puerto Rican kids didn't really listen to heavy metal music. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
True,
like, that was like in the city, I started coming to the city to go to concerts and then you'd see it a lot more. Like I'd go to like a Slipknot concert or a System of a Down concert in high school and then you'd be like, oh shit, there's a bunch of like black and Hispanic people that like this music too, because they would all be coming from they're the only black and Hispanic kids from their neighborhood that came to this concert, and it was like a weird thing. But it was very strange that I was a brown kid that didn't listen to hip hop music or you know play basketball. I fucking had long hair and eyeliner, and I used to fucking, you know,
Mexican metal dudes scare me so much. Yeah. They're at every concert. They're in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
Dude, Van Nuys, California, dude. Just walk around there and you see those fucking...
I went to see Glassjaw last week.
Yeah.
And people were moshing, dude. But it was like so sad because Glassjaw stopped like writing music. And so they're doing this like comeback tour with like their old shit.
Uh-huh.
So it's a bunch of us dudes. Like
all
just
the
like
guys, yeah.
Old dudes like listening to music that made them sad about their girlfriends in high school. It was the fucking weirdest like vibe.
Yeah.
You'll notice. You'll notice every concert you go to for certain artists, it's just the age group is just who you are. And then there's nothing. It's either above or but nothing below.
It's weird to be brought back to like that time where it was like it was so serious. Like you were like, you know, dude, put on Pretty Lush by Glassjaw and play like the watch how much emotion and how. I mean, there's no other better word. It's so faggy how sad he is singing this song. Like he had to go recreate this live over and over again on a tour. It's like acting, and you're doing this genuine thing where it's like, I mean, if he's actually that upset singing, he's psychotic, or then he's acting, which is also bizarre and kind of phony and fake.
Let's see it.
Turn it up. I want to listen to it with no music. It does rock. But the point is, it's pretty gay. It's pretty gay.
It's not that gay.
It's kind of gay.
It's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. It's very emo. It's very like, he's like, I mean, later on, he like cries during it.
Ah,
like,
Jesus Christ.
It's just too much. Ugh. You're like, dude, like, stop.
Yeah, that's a whole style that I never got into that. Like, wow. Yeah,
opposed to new metal. Remember we said in the car the other day that I read somebody tweeted that every new metal song used to have a breakdown where the singer's mom would come in and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, so what happened with Jim Carrey anyway, Shannon? We never got
to it. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so...
Distracted,
brought attention to himself with the whole... he was talking about Will Smith and how people should be ashamed of themselves for applauding when he slapped him. And then they brought this clip. I'm going to show you this clip and then talk about it after.
Let me see.
Okay.
Big ups on the sound today, Shannon.
Jim Carrey, the cable guy.
Yeah,
goodness.
So we started talking about jerking off to Alicia Silverstone. That's why.
That's right.
By the way, she was 17 during that music video.
She was 17 during the music video? Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was gross. Yuck. Turn it down a little, Shannon. It's very loud.
So that's what they're talking about. That's the sexual assault.
That wasn't planned?
No, they said he forced it on her.
Yeah, he did a little bit, but I get it.
Shot.
I've done that with you, Shannon. Is that sexual assault?
Yes. So later on, you can share this picture too. Later on, he also tried to kiss Will Smith.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Now that's
so here's the thing. Let me say this. Smart move by Jim Carrey. He was like, dude, I'm going to get heat for this. Let me do it to a guy real quick. I'm being funny. I'm being wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, he's being funny, right? Now, in this day and age, you just wouldn't grab a chick's face and kiss her. Yeah. It's only because, like, it's just a different time now, and that is a very conscious thing. And it's not even so much because is it morally wrong? It's like, no, is she cool or not? If she's cool, there's nothing morally wrong. Well, to
that's
be honest
how
with
you find out.
If she like, he's being funny. He's performing. He's in front of a bunch of people. It wasn't in a closet, but backstage. That I would say is really fucking creepy and dangerous.
I don't think that's sexual assault.
I don't think it's sexual assault. What I'm saying though is that wouldn't happen today.
No.
Even an edgy comedian, even a fucking a guy who isn't world famous, wouldn't do that. Wouldn't just grab a chick by the face and kiss her because you're thinking of the worst case scenario regularly now. In the industry, as a dude, you're regularly thinking like, dude, is this going to fuck me? Am I going to say this? And with jokes, with like just saying dumb words, saying the N word or the F word or whatever word you're going to fucking say, I think you could justify that and go, yeah, I'm trying to be funny. Unquestionably, there's no actual victim there. When you grab a chick, if she decides that I'm a victim, you can't argue. How do you even argue it? If Alicia Silverstone said in that moment, she was like, dude, he grabbed me and I felt extremely uncomfortable and unsafe. You can't say anything. You literally get like, fuck, damn it. She wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Damn it. Abort. Not cool.
It's a joke, everybody.
But that, but that clip's from 97, 25 years ago. Say anything about it?
No, that's the thing. In the article, there is nothing from her. It's all just people tweeting, saying what a hypocrite he is and all
get the fuck out of here.
First of all, it's
she was fine with it.
MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
They're like a joke. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, you know, you know, you win and you just, you take the award and you fucking throw it. And, like, maybe like eight people watch it live.
It's silver popcorn.
Exactly. Like, it's nothing. And also, he's Jim Carrey at the height of his career. You know, they're probably friends. I doubt that he just grabbed a random stranger.
I don't know. But my assumption is that, look, if she didn't make a stink about it, then it's not. There's nothing wrong there. Here's what I'll say. There's a risk there. If I were to grab Shannon by the face and kiss her, look, she'd be fucking cool. You better be cool about it, Shannon. Shannon, would you be cool?
What does cool mean?
Would you make a stink?
I would just put, I wouldn't have let you kiss me for that long.
What'd you
like,
say?
Like all the times that you fake try to kiss me, I turn fake. Away. So I wouldn't like.
But what
let
if
it...
I grabbed your face and went, mwah,
well, I
and
have
landed
hands.
It on you?
I have hands. I can push.
What
it
if
away.
I put your fingers in my mouth?
And but his hands are stronger.
Sucking
shit.
And start like doing this between your.
Well, if that's the case, Shannon, when you had your birthday on SDR show and that guy flung his dick in your face, you didn't push that away.
No, I was at
Shannon. When you give me my birthday cake, because I saw it in the fridge.
Damn it.
When you give me my birthday cake today, I'm gonna kiss you directly
no,
on your
I'm
mouth.
I'm not bringing it in.
Well, whoever brings it in is being. And I shit you not, whoever brings this cake in, whichever hot piece of ass brings this cake in, hear me now. Okay, because we have a lot of hot women in here, right? Whatever hot
Engelbert.
Piece of ass
Frank
brings
going
this
in order.
Cake in, she's getting. I'm kissing her right in her mouth, maybe with tongue.
Should we do it soon? The cake, then, since you already know it's coming.
Please, okay, she'll be coming. She'll be coming when I'm fucking put my tongue in that mouth. Hell yeah. You gotta just tell them. If you tell them, like, I warned her now.
Yeah, yeah.
So now
knows.
When I do
so
it.
So she comes in, she's like, I always wanted to kiss him. This
I have
an opportunity.
Crossing the threshold of that doorway is consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to make me say yes.
Whoever walks through that door.
They didn't, they couldn't hear.
Please be Zia. Please be Zia.
She even hit?
No.
Ah.
But that'd be great if Zia popped out of that cake.
It's small enough.
All right.
While they're getting your cake ready, do you want to hear your horoscope for the next year?
Oh, I do boy. Want to hear the horoscope for the next year, please. I want to know what's going on, Shannon.
Okay, so if your birthday's today, we have a forecast for the year ahead. Okay, born April 1st, the year ahead is one of new beginnings and fresh energy.
Doggy, I've been talking all about new beginnings for this birthday this whole time. That's 40. Crazy. 40. That's crazy.
But they say that every fucking
shut up, Doug. You on, shut Doug. The fuck up, Doug. Here's Doug, over here like an asshole.
So that's every year.
This was used for everything.
Listen, let me tell you something. Every birthday, new beginning, new moon, new sunrise.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to him.
She took an opportunity.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Whoa.
She took the opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Dream come true with Gas Digital.
Andrea slipped me tongue. She slipped me tongue.
I felt that.
Oh, my God. It wasn't on camera.
It wasn't on camera.
It wasn't on camera.
That was for nothing. Me and Andrea just full-fledged made out.
There's no evidence now. There's no evidence now, so it's your word against hers.
Oh, that's true.
Lewis, I think you're a lesbian now.
Andrea rules. Andrea just sexually assaulted me.
Give him his golden popcorn.
This is fucking crazy.
It never happened. It was never on camera. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was just sexually assaulted just now. That was good.
Hell yeah, dude.
Happy Andrea birthday,
dude. Dude, I might get birthday head from Andrea today.
The look of shock on Lewis's face when the tongue went into his mouth was great. He wasn't expecting it.
I did not expect it.
That do was you want her to come back in to cut up the cake for you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Does that mean another kiss?
Adjust the cameras.
This time it's a hand job.
Andrea, will you give me birthday head in the bathroom?
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You have to make your wish.
Oh, I have to make my wish.
I think he just did.
I wish it was on camera, fucking non-producer Shannon. No, fucking dickhead.
Fucking Shannon's jealous now.
Fucking yeah, Shannon, look, that could have been you.
Think about it, Shannon.
It.
This whole time.
That could have been your moment.
So while Andrea is cutting the cake and while you guys are eating, I want to play something for you guys.
All right, let's see.
What happened to my horoscope?
Oh, we'll do that after.
Yeah.
What are you playing for me?
No, I'm going to show you. Mm-hmm. You can switch to me.
Let's see.
Why is there no sound?
Oh, happy birthday, Lewis. Aw. Aw. Happy birthday, Lewis. Aw, this took Shannon 30 days to create that graphic.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, happy birthday, Lewis.
Aw.
Wait a minute. Happy birthday.
Hey, Lewis, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, doggy.
Thank you for everything.
I wasn't even asked if I wanted to participate in this. It's just happening. So you would appreciate this because there's no consent.
Yeah.
Hi there, Lewis. It's me, Joe List. I want to wish you the happiest of birthdays because I love you. And I think you're a great dad and a comedian.
Hey, Lewis, what's up, buddy? It's your good pals from class of your class.
Pause it.
Just want to wish you that.
Of course these assholes wanted to show their better cameras. It's such a fucking are you garbage move to be like, hey, you know, we got another producer. He's doing a great job for us. It's a really nice camera, high def, ultra high def. But anyway, you're all right. Oh, it's his birthday. What's his name?
Do you want to blow out your candle so while you're watching, she can cut it and serve
yeah,
it?
Yeah, please.
Oh, fuck.
Make ready?
Your wish. Yes.
Make your wish. Make
here's
your wish. Wish.
I wish that button. Half of the Are You Garbage Patreons disappear.
Yay.
We did it. Let's see.
Happiest of birthdays. You're the best guy ever. We love you. We appreciate you. And you have a good one, brother.
Yeah, man. Thanks for everything. We appreciate it. Have a happy birthday.
Peace. Happy birthday, Lewis. I love you. I know we sometimes we fight, but I love you.
Hey, Lewis, let me say this. When I first moved to this country,
you
I was
30 years younger.
I never thanked you for everything you did for me. You were essential in being friends with the guy that helped me get to this country, Martin O'Keefe. Number one, you're a great entrepreneur, a great dad, a wonderful boyfriend to so many different women from a week to 4 months, and then you just kind of stay yourself, and they move on and find other people to replace their fathers that were never around. I love you. You do great shit. I think you're hilarious. You really built something good. Happy birthday, you fucking filthy Mexican.
Hey, happy birthday, Lewis. We needed you for the Will Smith moment. You would have killed him. You have alopecia. Comedy. Happy birthday.
How old are you now?
Yeah.
Old enough to send you to basketball camp?
How the fuck don't you put in 1 point?
I would not be celebrating a birthday right now.
One goddamn basket.
You couldn't get one goddamn basket? What the fuck?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't be happy.
Lewis, happy birthday.
Yeah, famous person.
You're a good friend, great dad. And I've come to know something about you, that at any given moment, you're doing one of four things. You're either podcasting, kicking someone, on vacation, or doing a drug I would never do. And sometimes you're doing them all at the same time, which is to be marveled at. All right, happy birthday. I love you, Mexican Cobra.
What's up, Lewis? I just want to wish you a happy 40th birthday, which I'm guessing is about 87 in Puerto Rican years.
Look at all the fucking Philly guys with their self-promotion opportunities. I want to point out that every Philly guy so far has had their podcast logo in the background.
Except Shane.
Except for Shane. Yeah. Well, Shane's more famous than me, so.
Ryan, you're truly a great dad, and I'm grateful to have met you. I hope that this year is the best year of your life and that your blessings outweigh all of your sexually transmitted diseases. And I pray that all of your enemies experience nothing but failure, financial hardship, and the death of close friends and family members.
Yes.
I hope that every single one of those motherfuckers is forced to find out the cost of a child-sized coffin. I hope that after you steal your own birthday cake, blow out your candles, and cut it up with your switchblade, that you're able to recognize just how truly loved and appreciated you are. And that's in spite of not being able to score a single point against Matt and Shane in the basketball game, which is truly fucking astounding, especially when you think of it in the context of all those videos you see on the internet of all those retarded kids in the high school basketball games that are just able to make fucking three-pointer after fucking three-pointer after fucking three-pointer, and yet you couldn't score a single fucking...
All right, Rainey.
All right, but that's neither here nor there, man. I just really want you to have a great birthday, and above all else, just know you're loved and appreciated, and I hope you have a great day. Later, man.
Happy birthday, Lewis. I think you are the perfect kind of combination of retarded and generous. I see and recognize the way that you are kind to people and free with your time and resources, and and you never really ask for much in return.
That's true.
But I think you gotta change that up. I think people are starting to talk about how you're a bitch and you're always just giving shit away. And,
oh man!
And you're never collecting on them. You gotta start collecting on people this year, I think. But I appreciate you, and I think you're the man, and I love you, and thanks for everything. Happy birthday, bro.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
Luis J. Gomez. This is Jason Ellis, your mentor, your, you know, man, your idol, I guess.
The father that I never had.
Creative spark, the reason that you care about living. Everything that you do is based off me. I invented you. But I've heard it's your birthday, and that's great, because I've done that too. But you're 40, and that's, you know, terrific. I remember those days. Those were great. You know, when I was 40, I was a lot more attractive than you are right now.
That might be true. He's more attractive than me currently, to this day.
Well, who knows, you know? Maybe after we fight and I, like, rearrange your fucking face, that you'll get like plastic surgery, like Vandalay Silver, and then you'll look like some sort of weird fat Puerto Rican trans
cat person.
You know what I mean? Freak, just sex freak.
Looks,
you know,
like a cat.
For all the holes, just whore it out, and that's probably what you could do later on in life. Is just be a huge fuck slut.
Yes.
Happy birthday, dickhead! You're a fucking top bloke. You know. You're a top bloke.
Hell yeah.
I didn't want to hit you. We should just make out, you know?
It's coming on to me.
It's
coming on to me.
It's almost believable, right? Anyway, fuckface, have a great birthday. Do all the drugs and, you know, make sure you smoke and drink and, you know, really burn it, the candle at both ends. And don't forget to eat, like, a lot of cheese and, you know, whatever weird Puerto Rican shit. Bowls of fucking
pussy.
Pollo or whatever the fuck they call it.
Pollo.
Shovel that shit up your ass, get fat as fuck so I can smash your fat ass, all right?
Hell yeah.
All right, cunt. Love you. Have a good day.
Hell yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. There, how's it going?
It's going good. It's Luis Gomez.
Luis J.
Gomez's birthday.
Who cares? Who gives a fuck? How old is he?
I think he's 39 or something.
40.
Like that. 39, something.
At 25, he outlived his dad.
And his mom.
What? And his mom? Well,
yeah.
Which one of the two do you think he knew?
I don't think either one of them. I think he knew his aunt.
Oh, they all have an aunt.
They have to, because the parents are going to die.
or
how is this a happy birthday, well, Shannon?
They're roasting you out of love.
Firehouse. They left him at.
Doesn't
Shetty's.
Feel like love.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Who cares?
He has a great house.
He's a renter.
He's got a beautiful car, an Audi.
Yeah, you know what? So does every other half a pimp in fucking Harlem have a nice car.
Lewis, happy birthday.
Yes.
You have a great network. You have a great podcast.
No.
The festival is great.
Am I?
You have a great girlfriend. No, he has no.
Which one now?
I know.
What horrible, low self-esteem white girl are you? That's working away from 5 minutes to 8 minutes that you're trying to help her with. You only have 12 minutes, and you're trying to help somebody with 5 minutes. It's like fucking pork roll helping scrapple.
We gotta say happy birthday, Lewis.
I'm a big fan of Lewis.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Lewis too. So is the FBI. The IRS is gonna be a big fan of Lewis. Lewis has been on TV, hasn't he?
He's been on TV? When they were questioning him about his dad. He was 7.
He was on the local news.
For someone who's as talentless as you are, somehow you always come through. He does come through.
That is a great compliment. That's true, Lewis. And I love you. I'll say it. I love you. Happy birthday.
I love you. Stop it.
Anything.
What's that?
You don't love anything.
I love my blue sky dweller.
Oh, pause it. So if you guys don't know, that was the watch that Bobby Kelly, like the whole Rolex world, which I didn't realize. Like I'm now waiting on a Rolex.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I have my eyes on, right? But like they become available, and you gotta like you gotta grab them. You see, you get a dealer that like knows their shit, it's with the papers, with the box, with everything, and they go, "Hey, dude, it's available. Do you want it? Because I have three other guys that want this right now." And Bobby wanted this specific Rolex, a Sky Dweller, and he told Rich, and Rich, they have both have like a guy, and he was like looking out for it. And then Rich, when the guy came to it for Bobby, Rich bought the watch for himself.
I know, it's so funny.
And then he just showed up. He showed up on the podcast like this.
Oh, that's fucking
Bobby. Like, you watch it, you watch Bobby look at his wrist, and he's like, What the fuck is that? He's thinking, that's my watch.
Yeah.
And it's one of the fucking funniest things ever, dude. It's so funny. Good.
Hi, Luis J. Gomez. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and thank you for having me on the Gas Digital Network. This year, I wish you all the erection medication, CBD gummies and vapes that you can take, and also all the auto parts that you can handle online from rockauto.com.
That's true.
And if you go to rockauto.com right now and use promo code GAS, you're going to get a special birthday gift for 25% off.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
Hey, my business partner there. This is Ralph. You know me, the real owner of Gas Digital.
Ralph should get a phone that was made like 15 years ago, so he looks better.
Come see you and see if you forgot to bring my watch.
Oh, hey, Lewis. How you doing?
Always got pretty eyes.
Happy birthday, man. You're a piece of shit. Doesn't mean you don't deserve a happy birthday, but like, you are a piece of shit. You're a bloody... disgusting.
He's going to show it.
Piece of human
Just
shit.
Be warned. There's no way he doesn't show
Have
it.
Have a nice birthday. You deserve it.
Oh, why is it so red?
Did he just die in the toilet?
Yeah. Why is this?
Or he ate beef.
No, I don't think that's... I don't think it's dying.
Yeah, I think he bled into the toilet. No, I think he bled.
Oh, fuck. That was real blood?
Happy birthday! The fuck is this?
Justin Silver.
I thought it was a fun added at the end.
What is happening with me right now, Shannon? Stop. Why is his body so nice?
And glittery.
He literally looks like a present, like a gift. You can't turn down a gift.
That's it.
It did kind of look like Justin Silver. Who said that?
That's it. Happy birthday, Lewis.
Thank you, birthday. Shannon. Thank you very much
Happy
for everyone.
Birthday, pal.
All of my best friends, including Big J and Dave, who were involved in that video. That was really sweet of them.
There are some people that didn't, like they said they were going to, then I think the time just passed or whatever.
Names.
I don't want who,
no,
to.
No, Shannon. It's my one birthday wish. I don't ask for anything. I want every name of the people who said they were going to. Here's what I want right now. Names of people who said they were going to that didn't.
Uh-huh.
And everyone that's listening to this right now, Realize Podcast fans, okay? Shame these people publicly, okay? Tweet at them, annoy them, bother them. Let them know that they failed on my fucking birthday. And then also, Shannon, let me know who didn't respond at all. I want to know who completely ghosted you on this birthday idea right now.
So first, on a positive note, I will say that Bobby sent me three different videos, and I could show you afterwards some of the other ones, but he liked this one the
Bobby
best.
Bobby Kelly.
Yes.
Great.
Mark Normand sent two other options.
Love it.
So he really cared.
Real ass dude.
Yes. Okay. And then, so the people that said they were going to and didn't, and I don't blame them. Big J is one of them. But I think I let him know too last minute.
When was too last minute?
It was I told him yesterday.
He couldn't pick up his phone in his hand already?
Like, dude, Mark Normand was like at Barstool, like walking through the hallway.
Hey, Lewis, happy birthday. Look, I just made a video, Shannon. Look, edit it. We have producers. Yeah.
Zoom in.
It's crazy. All right, so who else?
Dan Soder. But Dan Soder, when I texted him, was about to fly and said he would do it when he got to his hotel. So I think he just forgot.
Wow. He is in L.A.
People that didn't respond, Anthony Cumia.
Wow. Go ahead.
Okay. Andrew Schultz.
Schultz,
understandable.
Those are the two that I can.
Those are the only two that didn't respond.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Schultz, Cumia, you're fucking dead to me. So, just not.
Oh, Chris DiStefano.
Also dead to me. Thank you, Shen.
Okay, but yeah, overall, but everybody was very nice about it. Okay. So,
well,
happy birthday. Okay, we can go back to your horoscope now.
Okay, go to my horoscope.
Okay, so the year ahead is one of new beginnings and fresh energy. You may be locking things down in your social or love life this year.
Finally.
Oh. My love life?
Finally.
No way.
Social or love life.
I told my...
Are you single again?
It has been 8 minutes since you've had a girlfriend. Yeah, it's been...
I'm single again, and I told my therapist that I'm going to stay single for a full year. I will not let a girl call her my girlfriend for a full year.
Good for you.
I'll bet you $100.
$100?
$100.
$100 that I will have a girlfriend.
No. You will have a girlfriend.
Within the calendar year.
Within the calendar year.
Don't do it.
Within the calendar year.
Wait, what does that mean? Does that
mean? No, no, you're right. Between now and in the next 365 days.
Before your next birthday, I bet you, you'll have a piece... at Skankfest Vegas. I bet you she'll be announcing something.
She'll have a clipboard.
She's going to have her own show. She's going to be really stressed out.
100%.
Getting screamed.
You've had a girlfriend every Skankfest.
She's going to have a flashlight. She's going to have a clipboard. She's going to be out there.
She's going to tell me I'm on stage in 15.
Doggy. Dude, I can't wait till Skankfest.
It's going to rule.
I truly can't wait. Tickets are going on sale on April 12th at 12 noon Eastern. I mean, I guess we can announce it. Goddamn Comedy Jam's going to be there. I can start spilling the beans on certain things. It's going to be fucking dope. You guys are doing multiple nights now, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But this is the thing about doing multiple nights with the Jam at Skankfest. You remember when we did it, the last one at Brooklyn Bazaar?
Yeah.
The one before the final one was the wildest show I've ever been a part of.
Course.
Then the next one, it was like tame because the security and they were like, we can't.
So it'll be a little different, though, because the venue that we're doing, it's perfect. When you see it, you're going to be like, holy shit. The rock club that you guys are going to be playing at, it's like 1,300 people or 1,400 people, something like that.
Yeah.
There's going to be four or five stages going on simultaneously. So it's also a little different because it's not like Skankfest Houston where we have the big stage where everyone comes out for like one final show. That's not the way it's going to be. We're going to have like... During Goddamn Comedy Jam, there's going to be another crazy show going on in another room. You know what I'm saying? So people are going to have to pick and choose which nights they want to go. But when you guys fucking see the lineup that we have, it's going to blow people's minds. There's so many like fucking legends in comedy that we've never worked with before that are coming to this that are like, it warms my heart to know that we've made such an impression on the comedy industry that like fucking people that I looked up to as a kid and that I like would watch as a kid are coming. Yeah, we want to come to that festival. That's fucking awesome. It's
you know what
really
that
cool.
means, guys. Will Smith, Chris Rock, Jim Carrey, all at Skankfest. Can you do me one favor this year, though, Lewis? Please, I'm begging you. Do not spray beer until the final song.
Why do I spray a lot of beer? Does that cause problems? What problems does that cause?
Dude,
problems do I cause? You slip and slide?
It's not that you fry the fucking pedal board of Joel. You've done that twice. Your festival has had to buy Joel new pedals.
I have to pay for that every time.
Every year.
Oh no.
Every year. Because dude, when I was like, yeah, come up, you'll hit the keg within 8 seconds, you're just like,
you know what? You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to fucking smash a guitar on stage this year.
Okay, yeah, but not
Joel. Just get a shitty one.
Get a shitty one.
We'll get a fucking Strat. Like Squire Stratocaster.
Here's this. Hey, actually, to all the rap fans, Skank fans that are out there, if you live in the Vegas area and you can bring a guitar for Lewis to break, bring as many guitars possible. And I think every person that performs at the end of their set, we should give them a guitar. And then they smash a guitar. There could be some lawsuits.
I love it. It's going to be fun.
I got one if you need it. I don't fucking use it.
I don't have it to fucking break it.
You don't play the guitar?
No, I fucking gave up.
What type of guitar is it?
It's an Ibanez.
Okay.
That's bullshit.
I was a big fan
of fucking Korn.
By the way, if you really don't want your guitar, I'll take it off your hands because I'm building out a little music studio at home with
take
my kid.
I don't fucking
and
want.
We just jam.
I don't even know if it works, but you can have it.
Figure it. I have an amp.
Oh, perfect.
I have an amp, so...
I got an Ibanez and an Epiphone. How you doing?
I don't even know what the fuck that second one is.
I got a fucking Gaga Goats.
So,
what kind of brand of guitar you got? I got a Gaga. Say,
woman awarded $5.25 million after finding out that a doctor at a sperm bank inseminated her with his own sperm.
Nice. I like that guy.
Why is that even a problem?
He's a doctor?
Yeah. She had good cum.
She got great cum.
High quality cum. Why? Give me some more details here, Shannon, because I'm trying to figure out what her problem would be. Because she made out like a bandit. She got doctor cum. Did she have the baby?
Yes.
She has a doctor's baby, right? Now this guy's got to be responsible for this baby. No, he doesn't, I guess, right? But the $5.25 million worth it.
Yeah. So I agreed with you at first until I heard some of the other details, because it was supposed to be from an anonymous donor, which in that case, then who's to say anonymous it wouldn't boner.
How did she find out?
You read that wrong.
How did
Shannon.
She find out?
Guys. Anonymous boner.
Boner, yes.
Nice.
So apparently when she picked out the donor, even though she doesn't know who the boner, she didn't know who it was, but it was like a young med student that had like a similar features to her husband, who wasn't able to give her baby because he had an irreversible vasectomy. So she was trying to have a kid that looked kind of like her husband.
Oh. Hmm.
And so this, the doctor apparently had some like genetic
you look
issues.
Like Sebastian the Crab.
<You're> Filipino.
So how they found out was her, so the kid's son, so like this now doctor's kid's
so
kid.
Now we're year we're yes. we're another generation has gone by,
right? They had,
and this bitch just sued.
Yes.
I guess you can't
wait,
find
how
out
old is this kid?
Wait
Shannon, how old's the kid?
I have to look a little bit more. He's a child though. He's a child.
He's like 5.
Yeah, so he had some sort of medical issue with his hip or something, and it was a hereditary issue, and nobody in their family had this issue. So they did a 23andMe or Ancestry.com, and then it linked them all the way back to this doctor. And then they found out that when the doctor was going to do the insemination, he left the room for a second, jerked off into a cup, came in, and then just inserted it in her.
Oh, she was so hot, probably.
How would she not know?
That,
it was warm.
He had to get that evil out of himself. And he's like, what am I going to do with it now? I got to get rid of it.
Yeah, it could have been worse. He could have held her down and fucking...
He's a doctor, though. The genetics, all the
so
stuff.
So sleepy
like,
after insemination.
I mean, look, not for nothing, that is a pretty jerkable story. Mm. Like, that. If that scenario, if I had video of the whole thing, I could masturbate to completion to it.
What, are the doctor jerking off to the chick?
The chick coming in, getting ready for insemination, having her legs all spread and ready. Is that how it works? She spreads her legs, right?
Yes, that's in the article, yes.
Don't they have to do headstands, too, or some
hell yeah, dude.
What are you talking about?
You got to hold her like, you got to hold her up by the
some
ankles.
Girl,
like
they actually like put them upside down so the fucking semen gets in there.
Yeah, like you're fucking tying a turkey, like a turkey leg. You tie them up.
So. Up goes the legs, down goes the sperm. Yeah. There you go.
So
it'll be 42.50.
No, then he leaves. I can masturbate the whole time. Then he leaves. Take the camera with him in the bathroom. I'll still jerk off watching him masturbate, knowing the evil that he's about to commit.
Huh.
He comes in a little fucking...
She's laying there alone, nervous.
Baster. She's so nervous.
This is her future.
Or she's excited. I think she would be excited.
Well, she's probably holding her husband's hand. Yeah, oh, that would like, turn me on too.
Oh,
I'm about to shoot my cum while you're holding her hand. This is just a hot story. This is just a hot story. This is not rapey at all, Shannon. Stop looking at me that way. I'm going to kiss you in your fucking
mouth,
Shannon.
That's fucking happening. You got to watch somebody else's cum go into your wife's twat. You have to look at that.
I love you. I love your reason. I love New York.
Oh, no, Doug's the fucking man, dude.
It's like
Doug is. We gotta talk. We gotta get you guys on a show together because you talk to Doug about hunting for an hour. It's the best. It's the fuck. I love it.
Just Doug holding this poor woman's hand and then the cum. You whore.
Yeah,
you got somebody else's cum. You fucking.
You fucking
whore.
Pig. You like that cum, don't you? So he comes in, turkey bases her right in between her legs. She's like, yummy, yummy, yummy. And that's just hot. I love it.
Huh.
And so she sued for $5.25 million.
Yep.
So the hospital or the doctor?
The doctor. So she sued $5 million, and then that $250 was for like the price of other things. But the initial lawsuit was $5 million. He also delivered that child. Like he made sure he was there to deliver the child and was very close to her during the whole pregnancy.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
Aww, guy's he knows the whole time what he
yeah,
did.
Dude, he's a freak.
And he must be thinking of every other time he's done it.
Yeah, that can't be the only one, right?
No,
that's a great point.
So there is, he is facing a second charge. So this happened in 1977 is when this happened. And the kid is 15. I finally found it. And so there is another case that's pending right now.
I'm just saying, like, do you love the kid? Is he a cool kid? Is he sweet? Is he awesome? Like, in a weird, like,
yeah.
Yes, I think the doctor, she doesn't deserve $5 million for that.
No.
That's what I'm saying. She got a fucking kid. Unless she hates this kid. Unless it's like fucking The Omen. What's the kid? Yeah. Damien from The Omen?
Damien.
If he's out there murdering fucking animals in the backyard and like he sucks, I'd understand her being upset. But if she loves this kid, I'm almost going like, all right, aren't you happy that he did that?
Yeah, so, but women are morons. And she was probably like, I wanted a tall guy. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I love my son. So there's not a single thing in the world that I would change before I had my son. Before that sperm met that fucking egg, right? Mm-hmm. anything. Like, literally, if anything was changed 1 second in any direction, my son, the kid that I know today, James Gomez, the way that I know him, would not be here. It'd be a different sperm, different egg. That's unquestionable. Yeah. There's no question about that. So literally in everything in my life, I always sort of go like, you know what? I have no regrets. No regrets at all, because I would not have had this fucking kid. And it's the biggest gift in the world to me, is the fact that I have this specific child. So the point I'm making, though, is that this bitch is just a greedy bitch. Because if she loves this kid, she should be thanking the fucking world that this doctor was a sicko. The reality is, he should maybe be arrested. He should be fucking
disbarred or whatever.
Medical license taken away. He should be fired. You know, but the lawsuit, it just seems, it's in a weird way, it's just kind of bizarre that she's like, I want to be paid for my child that I love.
But here's the problem, though. The kid's fucking dysfunctional. Like, he's fucked up.
She paid for a bad hip at
five. How do we know that he's fucked?
Because the kid's got a bad hip at five.
It's a grandson. It's not the daughter. This is like the kid of that of her daughter.
Huh?
Had the issues with.
Yeah,
his
I was
hips.
Wondering how this kid's 15 if it was in 1970.
Yeah.
So the 15 year old has. So the kid. So is the kid suing or the mom suing?
No, the mom who was the grandmother is suing. The one who was inseminated is suing, and it's because it's fraud, battery, and other charges.
They found batteries inside of her. This doctor was just shoving anything, dude.
Oh, medical negligence, dude. So multiple charges, and he has lost his license. And then there was a year afterwards, there is another pending case of somebody else accusing him of doing the same thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's
he had a thing.
This doctor's this guy's a piece of shit, obviously, unquestionably a piece of shit. And that's unquestionably a crime. You know, I sort of look at it as like, you know, if I found out that fucking, you know, whatever, there's nothing equivalent, but like, I guess if I had, you know, Beatrice was artificially inseminated, like, I don't know. Like, I love my kid so much that I just wouldn't fucking, I'd go, fuck, thank God. I was like, that's crazy. His sickness actually fucking gave me the biggest gift in the fucking world. That's how I feel that those gymnasts that got fingered by that doctor should feel as well. You know, they got a lot of attention from a doctor.
They get gold medals too.
Those hands are fucking very still, dude. If you're going to get fingered by somebody, you want a doctor's fingers inside of you. So God,
that's so ridiculous.
I'm not saying anymore.
I mean, they got paid.
Yeah.
She got paid.
How many girls I finger that haven't gotten paid?
It's very true.
It's true.
Very true. That $5 million is a lot of fucking money for that. That's crazy.
Probably to pay for the surgery, right? Am I still getting this story wrong?
I think you're way off, dude.
Who's got the bad hip? I got so confused with that.
The grandchild.
Oh, the grandchild.
So let me get this straight. A grandma with a bad hip got pregnant.
I got so confused with that fucking hip thing. I thought the kid was all fucked up.
Oh, shit. Shit. My fucking car.
Have you crashed it recently?
No.
Oh, good.
Paco.
You parked in a loading zone or something?
No, I got here at 10, and I put 2 hours on my car. And now... Paco, will you go put a little money on my meter? Yeah. Thanks, Brendan. My jacket's out there and my wallet's in my jacket. Take any of the cards out of that. Okay. Is your keys also there? My keys are also in there. And it's on Avenue A between 5th and 6th.
Hey, if you want, try this. You don't got to pay for the fucking parking.
What do you mean?
Don't say that. Just take that.
What do you do? New York City parking card.
Yeah, just take that.
What do you
try
mean?
Try that. I think there's something left on it.
What is it?
I got a fucking million of them. I gotta get rid of them.
Give me one.
I don't got them.
I don't have a card. Never mind.
What does this do?
You don't gotta pay. You just fucking. I don't know how much is left on it.
I'll have him do it, and then I'll use this one in the future for sure.
I don't know what's left on it, but should be something.
I love it. All right. Let's. Man's penis turns black and rots after injecting it with cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pick or it didn't happen.
So they didn't show a picture, but I found another picture of necrosis of a penis, so I can show
necrosis?
You.
Necrosis?
Yeah, that's what ended up
happening.
Dude,
I just saw them at Gramercy Theater. They ruled, dude.
Oh, fucking hell. He doesn't have a dick anymore.
Son, why does his dick look like Sebastian the Crab? What's going on?
God.
What are they cut it off?
So in this case, not in this. This is just a different picture.
They just gave him a little,
but the black part. So
they just gave him a hump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that stinks.
You'd have to become a woman, right?
Fuck, man.
You just have to get a sex change.
Isn't that what that hole is? Like, so you could piss that with the fuck?
Christ! Fuck you, Shannon! Fuck!
No, okay, I wish you wouldn't have shown this.
That's my fucking birthday, you bitch!
That didn't happen in the story. What happened in the story was this guy was like an intravenous drug user a lot. And so he burnt up all his veins in his body. And all he had left was the vein in his dick. Yeah. So multiple times he had shot cocaine into his dick and had no trouble.
Stop. This one. Tried heroin.
No. It was cocaine this time. So this time he had an issue where he had a lot of pain and it started to turn black.
It looks like his dick smokes crack.
So he went into the doctor.
Oh, no! Yo, just cook it up, baby. Just cook it up. Put it in my mouth.
So upon examination, the medics discovered swelling, ulcers, and a foul-smelling serious discharge.
Oh, fuck me.
So it was rotting. And what they wanted to do was, just like in that picture, they wanted to cut away the dead parts. And he was like, hell no. And so he was like, just give me antibiotics and it'll figure itself out. So they kept him for 10 days. And then they gave him like oral antibiotics to take it home. So he is just healing on his own now. And he didn't come back for his follow-up. So they don't know now what happened to him.
God damn
mystery.
It.
There's a mystery dick out there right now.
That's my biggest fear in the fucking world.
Rot dick?
Necrosis of the penis. I just figured out my actual nightmare. That's it right there, guys.
Oh, that's...
That's it.
I wish I wouldn't have seen that.
That was...
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And your dick is already dark, so it would be a real fucking nightmare.
Dude, I can't even fucking... I just love my penis so much.
It's the best. Not yours, but our dicks.
It's just like
having a dick
like,
is so much
weird.
Better.
It rules,
like,
dude.
Yeah. Dicks.
My dick rules, dude. You can jerk it, you can suck it, you can fuck it. It just rules, dude.
It's so much you can do with a dick.
I mean, just imagine like losing my dick. I don't know.
It would suck.
I don't know what if I'd have the motivation to do anything anymore.
No, would you quit comedy if you didn't have a dick and everybody knew it? I think you would.
If everybody knew it,
I mean,
if everybody knew that I was dickless, that would be fucking hilarious. If I lost my dick,
question: if you lose your dick, you could just walk around in public completely nude, right?
Like a Ken doll,
because you're not showing anybody your genitals.
Maybe
people would find a way to get offended.
Yeah, but does he still have balls, or are those gone too?
Well, they didn't take anything away, but it did spread to his testicular area.
Oh, man.
And the infection was going down his leg as well.
Ah, shit. So he's going to lose a leg and his dick and balls.
Probably eventually, but they said the antibiotics were working.
Okay, that's good. Good for that guy. There's a porn star that died. This isn't on the notes, Shannon. You want to say Raven Alexis?
Pull her up.
Every time a porn star dies, we celebrate her on the show. Everyone needs to go and download her porn. And come to her today.
Who is?
Was she on crutches in the porn, or is that because
it's Raven Alexis? She was 35 and she died from Crohn's disease,
which is crazy. My ex girlfriend had Crohn's disease, and I had no idea it was that. I would she would talk about it, and it would turn into the Charlie Brown mom voice, and I was like, whatever. I was like, whatever. Okay, we get it. You can't eat some shit.
Your stomach growls. All right.
I had no idea that it was a serious illness that could actually cause death.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know you could. Fucking die from Crohn's. What kind of
I know. I never took it seriously, and I feel bad now for how little serious I took her very, very serious ailment and illness.
More like Crohn's disease. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Write it down, Shannon. So she died of Crohn's disease. Her husband, I guess, brought her to the hospital, and then she had some sort of infection, right?
Yep. Crazy. It was that she battled with it for a while, and so she succumbed to the disease.
She used to suck cum in her movies as well.
I'll jerk off to her today.
Maybe not an anal scene.
Can we see?
Oh, it actually, it actually says what the cause of death was: septic shock.
No, her duty probably got into her bloodstream.
Yep, and her blood pressure dropped too low while her body was trying to fight off the infection.
Oh, jeez.
You give that's what you give girls with Crohn's disease. You give them the septic shocker. Trying here, guys. Can we see some of her porn? Is it good, Shannon?
Let's see.
Shannon, have you ever masturbated to any of the Zed porn stars after we've celebrated them on the show?
No, I am monogamous in my porn.
It's just that one dude.
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
Rob Diesel.
She loves this guy.
Who's Rob Diesel?
Oh yeah, she pulled them up a few times.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you after
racially
we watch this.
Racially ambiguous and shit. Right.
Here, this is a chick.
Let's see her. Okay.
Cum makes a shit.
Okay. Thanks, Doug.
You can skip ahead a little.
Professor Urim, your thoughts?
Why does it have to be all close-ups? Can we zoom out?
Yeah, can we see how
zoom out?
I want to see how tight the body is.
Eh.
Whenever they have the skirt on, that means it wasn't an ab week.
No.
If they pull the tits, if they pull the spaghetti straps down, or they keep the skirt on, that was a bad week.
Yeah,
she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay.
That's
she's
a good
bad.
Point.
She's
attractive, everything jiggling.
Though.
That means she had like a miscarriage the month before. And she still hasn't gotten it off.
She was 6 months.
Let's see Rob Diesel.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Do you want to see his porn or just what he looks like?
Let's see what he looks like.
A, you know, variety pack.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what Shannon's into.
Bald head.
Show us what you're flicking your bean do.
He actually was also just in the hospital recently.
Oh, oh no.
Poor Rob.
You know, it's sad.
For what?
Oh, God.
It was some sort of a... can't remember.
This is who you're into?
Yeah, she wants this.
That dude?
She loves him.
Love him.
Loves him.
I actually, I wished him well, and when I was in the hospital last year, he wished me well. We have a relationship.
Aw.
Why haven't you just fucked him, Shannon?
Because he lives in Spain. He invited me to go to Spain. Yeah, but
so go to Spain.
No. Well, now he's sick.
What is he sick from? He also probably has multiple diseases. You know this, Shannon. Porn stars porn stars are gross animals.
Also, you're the one telling me to have sex with him. I'm not saying I'm going to have sex with him.
I'm brokenhearted if you fuck this beast. If you fuck this giant beast of a man, I'll be furious.
Sponsored by Gas Digital.
He's so weird looking.
Yeah. No.
He's on gas, all right.
You're going to grab a hold of his lats while he eats your push?
Yep.
Shannon, I have to move in 3 months.
What?
I have to move in 3 months.
But are you staying in Jersey, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to... Can I? Is 3 months enough time to buy a house?
No. Not in this fucking economy. You're crazy. You get fucking...
I don't want to move and then move again. I'm sick of it. I can't keep moving.
Why do you have to move
Why
again?
Do you have to move?
Lease stuff?
No, because the fucking landlord of this place is trying to... Without giving too much details, you know... He's trying to raise the rent more than the percentage that's allowed, and he found a loophole in which he can do that. So, and it's just not worth, like, the amount of money that I pay, the amount of money, it's fucking crazy. I pay a crazy amount, and what I can get for that amount of money,
yeah.
I can live in a beautiful home. Like
your poor ex put much work into designing that house.
Dude, fucking Jersey's horrendous right now to buy a house. The market's fucking horrendous.
I know, but I'm not buying it because I'm, like, trying to make, like, an investment and buy. I'm trying to not pay rent, which is just burning money, right? I'd rather buy something and pay it to myself and pay it to my future and fucking... Yeah. So I don't fucking know what to do here. So maybe, what do I sublet for a few months, like an apartment or something?
Then you got to move again.
I can't move into. I can't move. Set up a whole house and move again and set up another house. I can't do it. The idea was I was gonna fucking. Just drive me out. I was gonna stay at this place another year and then fucking
buy a house.
But how long does it take to buy a house?
Long time.
If you have cash, immediately.
I don't.
It's going to take a minute, dude.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. First, you got to find something. Plus, with the fucking interest rates on mortgages right now, you're going to get killed, man.
What a mortgage really is.
Is your credit good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because interest rates are already high. Your credit's bad. They're going to jack them up.
My credit's good. I'm not one of your loser friends who lies about their credit. My credit's pretty good. Yeah.
Take this.
Just make it sure.
Take this Equifax card. That'll bump it up a little bit for
you. FICO?
I don't know exactly how much, but there
might be some points on there that'll take it up. There you go.
It takes about 6 months to buy a house.
That's if you find one.
If I find one.
If.
Mm-hmm. I'll find one, Doug.
It's a bad thing.
What are you being a fucking dickhead right now, man? It's my birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. You'll find a house.
The comedians that work as movers during the day must just look at Lewis like a talking bag of money. You're a big burlap sack with a dollar sign on it. Hey, got a new girlfriend. Hey, got your lease.
I can't do it. I can't keep moving. I just set this place up. I just set it up.
Oof. I know the gym looks good in it too, man.
I'm fucking so upset right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep moving.
How much That's more terrible. Did he raise the rent though?
So he wants to raise it. Well, he didn't say. He said make him an offer. And then he's a Chinese guy.
Oh, fuck okay.
So I offered to call him a chink.
He didn't write that. He did not write that.
No, he hung up the phone on me. No, I didn't, obviously. No, he fucking, he was just very, like, rude and, like, just terse. And I was like, well, and I'm looking at other shit. I'm like, I can get, you know, it's a lot of money that I pay. Know. It's a lot of fucking money that I pay. And it's not really. I guess other people would look at it as not that much. But for me, it's a lot. It's me and my son lives with me 3 days a week. Mm. So it's not like fucking... So now I feel like I'm cutting off my nose to spite my face because now I'm going to move out of here because he's going to raise it a few hundred dollars more than he should. But that's going to also cost me a wild amount of money.
Could you work it out where you go month to month until you find a place? Maybe, like, you know what I mean? So you don't have to move into like a separate apartment.
The conversation didn't end well.
But if he's a fucking slimy bastard, like you're saying, man, piece of shit. Then he, if you go month to month, he could just come up to you and be like, hey, I said I'd give you 4 months, but get the fuck out.
I'm going to do.
You make a mini lease, a three or four month mini lease.
No, what I'm going to do, though, is every person that comes to see this place will find out. I'm gonna be like, I was like, yeah, dude. The neighbors all like, they're violent. They scream. There's gunshots. Sometimes
people next door say the same thing.
Pedophile.
Jew.
The neighborhood itself is really fucking nice, which is the problem.
It is.
It's fucking beautiful.
Very nice.
So anyway, whatever. I'm gonna figure it out.
Put it out there. No. Everybody, for Lewis's birthday, if you live in New Jersey and have a relative that is a real estate agent / broker, help Lewis. Find a place. That should be a fucking segment on this show.
Maybe.
Help, Lewis.
Can I tell you the problem is I don't want the fans to know where I live.
True. Mm. Okay.
How much money I'm willing to pay for a home.
Yeah.
The type of things that I have in my home. I sort of downplay it. Shannon, pause this for a minute. Don't let them know. I'm doing way better than these idiots realize. Okay. Dude, they're fucking spending $7 a month on a broken website. Okay.
I mean, for me, the value alone is that you have a Chinese landlord, and that must be one of the funniest words.
Chinese landlord.
Railroad? Oh, shit.
Lewis, you have rent.
Turn the volume back up.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, best fans in the world. Best fans in the world. All right, I got to go. We're done. It's my birthday.
We have plans for tonight? What are you doing for your birthday?
I'm going
to
go get a foot rub right now.
Sure. Foot. Foot. That's what you call your dick?
No, I'm gonna get a foot rub right now. No more paying for sex. This that my
atta boy.
My new 40th birthday thing is no more paying for sexual favors of any kind. Mm. You're better than that, Lewis.
If you change your mind, 22nd and 1st has a really good Thai massage parlor.
22nd and 1st. Now there's one on I won't say the address, but there's one way closer.
I mean, they're
with
everywhere.
The neon foot. Yeah,
if you ever see a massage place that's on the second floor and their front door is locked, they will fuck you for money.
100%, dude.
Why are they locking their door?
if you have to call a number.
You have to buzz it and go, hey, ask it, may I help you? From behind a security system. Yeah. This is a whorehouse.
100%.
You have to realize they're seeing if it's a cop so they can tell all of the whores to stop whoring. Yeah. And they need to buy themselves some time.
If you get buzzed into a second room like Uncut Gems, Millie's probably the second next to money.
All right, look, we are wrapping this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for being a part of my birthday celebration show.
Buddy. Thanks for having me.
Go support these motherfuckers. And we will be back on Monday with another excellent episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.